奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们这一节的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, begin this service.
那根据教会的安排，我们现在继续来查考列王记下的第四章。
And according to the church's arrangement, we'll continue to study 2 Kings chapter 4.
列王记下第四章主要是谈到以利沙先知所行的五个神迹。
And 2 Kings chapter 4 is mainly talking about the 5 miracles that the prophet Elisha has performed.
所以从第四章到第六章，我们发觉到以利沙一共行了六个神迹。So
from chapters 4 to 6, we see that Elisha has performed 6 miracles.
我们都知道以利沙是以利亚的接棒人。And
we know that Elisha is the successor of Elijah.
那我们可以来，如果你读了已经之前读过这个第四章，你发觉到里面所谈的神迹啊。
其实有很多的教训可以让我们学习的地方。If we read chapter 4, we'll find that many of the miracles within this chapter have many teachings that we can learn.
我们先来看这个第四章的第一节到第七节。We'll
first turn to chapter 4, verses 1 to 7.
这里是谈到当时有一个以利沙先知的门徒的妻子来求以利沙。And
here it speaks about one of the wives of the prophets of Elisha. Came to ask him something.
因为他这个门徒已经死了。
And because this follower of his had passed away.
所以呢，有债主要来讨债，所以想把他的两个儿子拿走当奴仆。And
his creditor came to them and wanted to take his two boys away as slaves.
我们来看第二节。And
we'll take a look at verse 2.
以利沙问他说：“你可以，我可以为你做什么？你告诉我。” 你家里有什么？他说，被你家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。Verse
2, Elisha replied to her, How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? Your servant has nothing there at all, she said, except a little oil.
我们看回到第一节，这里有一句很重要的话。And
if we come back to verse 1, there's a very important phrase here.
这个寡妇跟以利沙这样说。This
widow said this to Elisha.
她说她的丈夫死了，她是敬畏神，是你所知道的。She
said, Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord.
我们发觉到说，以利沙呢，他这个门徒是以利沙所知道，他是一位敬畏神的先知，也是一位先知。
So we know that this prophet is known by Elisha, and we know that he reveres the Lord.
我们都知道，自从以利沙正式来接棒这个以利亚的工作以后，他就好像主耶稣这样，到处去教训百姓，行了很多神迹奇事。
And we know that when Elisha took over the mantle from Elijah, he went out to preach and to teach.
所以从刚才小弟所提到的第四章到第六章第七节里头谈到七个神迹。
And we mentioned before there are 7 miracles within chapters 4 to 6.
这里谈到的这个寡妇，她来求以利沙。And
so this widow came to beg of Elisha.
因为债主要来把他的两个儿子带走。
Because the creditor wanted to come and take away his two boys.
以利沙就问他说，你家里有什么？
And so Elisha asked, what is in your house?
他说家里只剩下一瓶的油，其他什么都没有。
She said nothing at all except a little oil.
可见得当时这个寡妇的家中真的是贫穷到什么了，就剩下一瓶的油。
And so we can see that they are poor to a point of only having a bit of oil.
而且呢，这个寡妇告诉以利沙说，你也知道，我的丈夫是敬畏神的。
And this widow said to Elisha, you know that my husband truly revered the Lord.
虽然丈夫死去了。
And even though her husband had passed away.
我们发觉到这个做寡妇的，她很有信心。
We find that this widow had great faith.
她虽然会面对这个问题。
Even though she was facing this problem,
丈夫已经死了,
her husband had passed away,
家里非常的贫穷,
and her household was very poor,
现在眼看着又要失去自己的儿子,
and now it looked as though she was going to lose her two sons,
但是她没有对神失去了这个信心啊,
but she did not lose her faith in God,
所以她就到以利沙那里来求帮助,
so she came before Elisha to ask for help.
我们发觉到以利沙, 对这个事情，他这个问题很简单。
And for Elisha, this was actually a very easy problem to solve.
他说，你家里有什么？
She asked, what is in your, he asked, what is in your house?
这个寡妇就告诉他说，家里就剩下一瓶的油。
And this widow said to him, I only have a little oil left.
所以呢，因为这个寡妇愿意来去找 以利沙先知求他帮忙。
And because his widow was willing to ask Elisha for help.
当我们读到第七节的时候，我们就发觉到他不单只有信心啊，而且他还愿意啊来去听从先知的吩咐。
And we can see once we read through to verse 7, we can see not only did she have faith, but she was willing to listen to the instructions of the prophet.
那奇妙的事就发生在她的家中。
And something very miraculous occurred in her household.
如果我们来看第三节到第六节。
If we look from verses 3 to 6.
以利沙对这个妇人说，你去向众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借。第四节
Verse 4.
回到家里关上门，你跟你的儿子在里面将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了的放在一边。第五节
Verse 5.
于是妇人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油第六节
Verse 6.
器皿都满了，他对儿子说，再给我拿器皿来儿子说，再没有器皿了，油就止住了从这里让我们发觉到一件奇妙的事情发生。
So from here we can see a miraculous thing happened.
就是说先知告诉他，你要先到邻舍去借很多很多的空的器皿。
And the prophet told her to go around and borrow many empty jars or vessels from your neighbors.
而且呢，先知告诉他说不要少借。
And the prophet said, do not just get a few.
然后呢，回到家里要关上你的门。
Then you must go home and shut the door.
然后就跟你儿子在家里面呢将那个你所拥有的一瓶油倒在所有的器皿当中。
And while you are inside your house with your sons, you must pour the oil you have into all these jars.
第五、第六节，这个寡妇跟儿子们就照着先知的话去做。
So in verses 5 and 6, we see that this widow and her sons did according to what the prophet said.
一直到直到最后一个空的瓶子倒满了油才停止。
And the oil kept flowing until the last jar was full of oil.
这跟以利亚先知对这个色勒法的寡妇一样，告诉他说，你先为我做一个小饼。
And this is very similar to the story of Elijah and the widow of Zarephath, where he asked her to prepare me a small piece of bread.
你先为我一个小饼，然后再给你自己做。
First, prepare a piece of bread for me, and then make one for yourself.
因为当时这个寡妇她也就是剩下一把面。
Because at that point, that widow only had a little bit of flour left.
他告诉先知说，我捡了这些柴，回去呢，就跟我儿子吃了这个这一餐，我们就等死。
And at the time, she told Elijah, I'm picking up a few sticks so that we can make some bread, eat it, and die.
先知却告诉他说，你先为我做一个小饼。
But this prophet Elijah told her, please make me some bread first.
他有这个信心来相信先知以利亚的话。
And this widow had the faith to believe in the words of Elijah.
结果呢，这把面都用不完。
And in the end, this flour could not be used up.
所以这里也很类似的一个神迹。这个寡妇呢，她很听从以利沙先知所讲的。
This is a similar miracle where this widow listened to the instructions of Elisha.
所以第七节，先知知道就告诉这个妇人说你可以去卖油还债，所剩下的呢，你跟你的儿子可以靠着来度日。
Verse 7 tells us she went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left."
我们都是相信耶稣，而且我们都认为说我们是所过的日子都有主的恩典。
We all believe in God, and we know that all our days are filled with grace of God.
我们很需要神有时候在生活上给予我们一些的帮助。
And we know in our daily lives we need some help from the Lord.
让我们在这个属灵的生命里头对主的体验会更深刻。
In that way, our spiritual lives will have a greater impression from God.
有时候我在想说，以利沙先知为什么要他去借这些空的瓶子呢？
And sometimes I consider why Elisha wanted them to borrow so many empty jars.
里面是空的。
They're empty jars.
这样呢才能够把这个油倒进去。
Only if the jars are empty can this oil be poured inside.
如果我们想从神那里得到更多更大的信心的话，
If we want to receive more faith from God,
我们首先必须要倒空我们自己。
We must first empty ourselves.
就好像这个寡妇的空器皿这样这样神的这个恩典才会倒在我们里头，丰丰满满的。
Only when these jars were empty could the grace of God be poured into them abundantly.
为什么要关上门，家里的门来倒油呢？
And why did they need to close the door to their house?
表示说这种是在神里头一个很密切的祈求。
And this tells us that it's very intimate, very personal request of God.
让我们的灵恩在主的这个祝福之下得到非常的满足。
So that our lives can be satisfied by God.
再来这个寡妇其实她就不多，剩下一瓶的油嘛，对不对？
And we know that this widow only had a little oil left.
她愿意把这个油把它倒出来。
But she was willing to pour this oil out.
神给我们的恩典每个人都不一样。
And God gives us different grace to each and every one of us.
但是如果我们每一个人就好像这个寡妇。
But if all of us are like this widow.
就这一小小一瓶的油。
And this little jar of oil.
愿意把它倒出来。
If we're willing to pour it out.
能够为神为教会所用。
To be used by God and used by the church.
尽自己的力量来把发挥神所给我们的恩典。
To use all our efforts to expend all the talents that God has given us.
来努力把它做下去。
And to work diligently to the end.
你就发觉到说在你这服事当中你就看到神的能力跟你同在。
We'll find that in our service, the power of God will be with us.
神能够帮助你从这个很少的变成很多。
And God will help us go from very little to having very much.
因为你是靠着主会越用越多的。
Because if we rely on God, the more we use our talents, the more we'll have.
再来这个卖油还债的事情。
And next is the issue of selling this oil to pay our debts.
我们每一个人在主耶稣对主耶稣来说，我们都欠主耶稣很多的债。
In actual fact, we owe God a lot.
因为主耶稣非常的爱我们。
Because God loves us so much.
我们来看罗马书第一章。
We'll take a look at Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
14节。
Verse 14.
罗马书第一章14节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 14.
无论是希腊人话外人聪明人一座人我都欠他们的债。
Verse 14, I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and to the foolish.
这是保罗信主以后他的这种的思想说不管什么样的人他都欠他们的债。
And this is the mindset of Paul after he converted to Christ that he owes all the people.
所以我们作为一个基督徒我们如果能够明白我们对主耶稣我们还在他面前有很大的亏欠。
So as Christians, we must know that we fall short of God.
那我们就会来祈求这个灵恩的充足。
And only then we will pray for spiritual blessings.
我们就会更加努力的为主来去传福音参与教会的工作来帮助人。
And we will work hard to preach the gospel and participate in the church works.
我想在这个神迹里头这是我们可以学习到的地方。
I think this is what we can learn from this miracle.
第三个神迹是发生在一个书念妇人的身上。
And the second and third miracles happened upon a Shunammite woman.
是从第八节到三十七节。
And from verse 8 to 37.
因为这一段比较长
And because this is a longer passage.
我就大概把一些重点跟大家讲一下。
And so I'll just speak about some main points.
如果我们知道以利沙他这个当时他的这个他的工作他是从加密山偶尔会到其他的地方去怎么说呢去服侍神吧来传达神的信息。
And so if we understand the work of Elisha, he would often travel from Mount Carmel to preach the word of God.
圣经告诉我们这里呢他有时候会经过这个地方叫苏念。
And oftentimes he would pass a place called Shunem.
所以呢这里告诉我们在那里有一个大户人家的妇人强留他吃饭。
And so here it tells us there's a well-to-do woman who was there and often urged him to stay for a meal.
所以呢从那个时候开始以利沙每次经过都停下来。在他家里先吃饭。
So after that, every time he passed by, he was stopped for a meal.
那第九节告诉我们这妇人就对先生她丈夫这样说。
And so verse 9 tells us, she said to her husband,
她说我看那常常从我们这里经过的是个圣洁的神人。
I know this man who often comes our way as a holy man of God.
所以呢她就向丈夫来建议说倒不如在我们房子隔壁呢给他盖一个小楼。而且呢有床榻桌子椅子灯台等等。
So she made a suggestion saying let's make a small room and put it on the roof and put it in it a bed, a table, a chair and a lamp for him.
如果我们在想说当时的这种环境是非常艰难的因为他们还是处在一个饥荒的时候。
If we look at the circumstances, at the time, they were still in a time of famine.
而且这个妇人很愿意的，为伊丽莎先知来盖一间小楼，而且里头有床榻，有桌子、椅子、灯台、非常好的一个设备。
Yeah, this woman was very willing to build a small room for Elisha and put in a bed, a table, and a chair, and a lamp. Very good kind of surroundings.
可以说是非常舒适的一个地方啊。
Say it's very comfortable.
所以每一次伊丽莎来经过都可以在那里来住。
So anytime Elisha passed through, he could stay there.
所以十一节这里告诉我们有一次呢，伊丽莎到了这个地方。
And so verse 11 tells us Elisha came to this place.
他就进入那个楼来躺卧，他就开始来问他的这个仆人基哈西。
And he went up to the room and lay down and he asked his servant Gehazi.
他说这个苏念妇人啊，叫仆人，叫把这个妇人叫过来。
And he asked his servant to call the Shunammite over.
然后问他说，你有需要什么吗？
Is there anything I can do for you?
你既然为我费了这么多的心思啊，做了这么多的事情，你可以求啊。
Ask for anything you want because you have gone through so much trouble and cared so much for us.
所以这妇人十三节给以利沙先知回答说，我本想安居无事。
And in verse 13, she said, I have a home among my own people and all is well.
可见得她很有爱心来愿意来接待神的工人。
But we know that she received the workers of God with much love.
而且呢她也没有存着一种很骄傲的心啊。
She didn't have pride in her heart.
先知问她说你需要什么吗她说我是安居无事。
So when the prophet asked her, do you need anything? She said, everything is well.
那伊丽莎就对她这个仆人基哈西说她究竟当为她做些什么呢
And so Elisha asked Gehazi, his servant, what can be done for her?
基哈西就说这个妇人没有儿子她丈夫也老了。
And Gehazi replied, well, she has no son and her husband is old.
15节这个伊丽莎又再叫她过来。
And so in verse 15, Elisha calls her over again.
她说明年这个时候你必抱一个儿子。
And she told him, this time next year, you will hold a son in your arms.
在这16节里头这个妇人对伊丽莎说神人我主不要那样欺哄卑你。
And verse 16, she objected, saying, No, my lord, don't mislead your servant.
这对这个妇人来说她觉得这是一件非常惊讶的事情啊。
For something like this, this woman felt it very surprising.
因为她没有向这个先知来求儿子。
Because she did not ask for a son from the prophet.
虽然她知道自己没有孩子当然在当时的希伯来人社会里头是一个对她来说是一个非常大的一个忧伤了。
And we know that having being childless in the Hebrew society at the time caused much grief.
当然先知这样讲是令他没有想到的一件非常好的事情。
But what the prophet said was actually a very good matter.
所以他对先知说你不要这样来欺哄卑你。
And so she said, please don't mislead me.
但是先知所讲的话是很真实的。
But we know that what the prophet spoke was authentic.
所以这个妇人明年这个时候果然生了一个儿子。
So indeed, this woman about the same time the next year gave birth to a son.
这是一个神非常奇妙的安排。
And this is a very miraculous arrangement by God.
让这个苏念的妇人她能够得到一个孩子。
To allow the Shunammite woman to have a child.
从十八节开始到三十七节就谈到在这孩子发生一件事情。
And from verses 18 to 37 speaks about an incident that happened to this child.
这里是说有一天她在田里头玩突然间呢她孩子就就说我的头我的头
And once he was playing in the fields and he suddenly said my head my head
那这个做父亲的对仆人说把他抱到他母亲那里去
And so his father told the servant carry him to the servant
很奇怪的这个仆人抱过去交给他母亲孩子坐在母亲的膝盖上到晌午就死了
And so the servant brought him to his mother and the boy sat on her lap until noon and then died
当然这也不是这苏念妇人所想得到发生的一件事情
And of course this incident was not what the Shunammite woman would have expected
圣经也没有告诉我们这小孩子到底他头发生什么事
And the Bible doesn't tell us what exactly happened to his head
可能是跌倒把头撞了还是跟收割的工人在一起意外受伤
and perhaps he had fallen and hit his head or because he was with the reapers had hurt himself
所以这个孩子死去以后这做母亲的就立刻把他抱到这个 伊丽莎的床上。
So when the child had died, this mother put him on the bed of Elisha.
然后就吩咐人去叫伊丽莎过来。
And he had sent someone to call Elisha.
所以他自己就做了这个炉子，赶快去见伊丽莎。
So she quickly sat on a donkey to go to see Elisha.
当然，他先知不知道他们的儿子已经死了。
And Elisha did not know that their son was dead.
所以当他们要到这妇人要到伊丽莎那里的时候呢？伊丽莎就问他们说，你们平安不平安？丈夫平安，孩子平安吗？26节。
So verse 26, Elisha did not know that the child is dead, but he came to meet her and asked, are you all right? Is your husband all right? Is the child all right?
我们发觉到27节妇人上了山，到了伊丽莎那里，就抱住伊丽莎的脚。
And verse 27, when he came to the mountain of God, he took hold of Elisha's feet.
基哈西看到就想把他推开。
And when Gehazi saw it, he wanted to push her away.
但是伊丽莎说，由他吧，因为他心里很愁苦。神向我隐瞒，没有指示我。
And when she came to Elisha, Elisha said, leave her alone, she is in bitter distress, but the Lord has hidden it from me, and he has not told me why.
到了这个时刻，其实当时的伊丽莎并不知道到底发生了什么事情。
And up to this point in time, Elisha didn't know what had happened.
因为这个孩子是这个苏念妇人所生，当然她就非常爱的这个儿子。
And of course, we know that the Shunammite woman, the son who she bore, she truly loved.
但是现在她所爱的儿子死去了。
But now her beloved son had passed away.
她为人却是非常的震惊。
And she would have been very shocked.
她在这个患难当中，她能够懂得来去找神人以利沙来帮助。
Yet at this time, she knew to go to seek the help of the man of God.
因为他也知道说，既然神能够叫他不能生，让他能生到一个儿子。
Because if she was able to bear a child at such a late age,
他相信死去的儿子，神也一定可以叫他复活过来。
She believed that God could also raise this child from the dead.
所以之前我们看到他先把这孩子放在先知的床上。
So we see that earlier on she had put this child on the bed of Elisha.
所以当时的伊丽莎他也还没知道这个事情。
So before Elisha knew about this matter,
因为他说神向我隐瞒，没有指示我。
Because he said the Lord has hidden it from me and not told me why.
所以这个当伊丽莎后来知道以后，
so after Elisha knew what happened,
他就吩咐他的仆人基哈西拿着他伊丽莎的杖先回到这苏念妇人的家去。
He instructed his servant Gehazi to bring his staff to the house of the woman.
把这个杖放在这孩子的脸上。
And lay the staff on the boy's face.
但是呢，这个妇人她却是很坚持的必须要这个先知本身自己回到她家去。
But this woman was very persistent that Elisha follow her back home.
因为后来我们发觉到说31节基哈西把杖放在孩子脸上孩子没有动静。
And we find out later on in verse 31 that Gehazi went ahead of them, laid the staff on the boy's face, but nothing happened.
当然我们可以从列王记下第五章看到这个基哈西的为人。
And we can find the character of Gehazi in the next chapter, verse chapter 5.
他的品德不好。
He did not have good virtues.
他贪心。
He was greedy.
虽然本来可能先知的这个杖就能够把孩子叫醒来。
And originally this staff was able to heal this child.
但是因为为人不忠于神，有贪心所以呢这个奇事没有发生。
But because his character was not centered on God, that this miracle did not happen.
所以我们不能够以为说我是真教会的信徒，但是我们的品性是很差的话。
So let us not think just because we're in the true Jesus Church, but we have bad character.
我们只有一种外表的表现我们却不能够有内在实在的一种真实。
If we have just external actions, but do not have a genuine inward character,
你所做的也不会得到神的同在。
All that we do will not have the abidance of God.
所以我们必须要记得不单只是真教会的信徒，我们内边也是应该要完全是遵守神命令的一个人。
So not only must we be true Jesus Church members, but internally, we must also have good character.
所以这个妇人啊，她就坚持啊，先知一定要到她的家去。
So this woman was insistent that Elisha come back to her home with her.
三十二节这里说，以利沙他来到啊，他就进入了这个房子。
And verse 32 tells us when Elijah reached the house, he went into the room.
他看见这个孩子已经死了，而且放在自己的床上。
And he saw this boy lying dead on his bed.
而且呢，他就关上门了。
So he shut the door.
他只有他跟小孩子在这房间里面。
And it was only him and this child in the room.
我们发觉到说他在做什么呢？
And what did he do?
他就像开始向神来祷告。
He prayed to God.
如果我们来看一看这个列王记上当时这个撒勒法妇人所发生的一件事情。
If we go back to 1 Kings and see something that happened to the widow of Zarephath,
我们来看列王记上17章。
Take a look at 1 Kings 17.
列王记上17章。
1 Kings 17.
我们先来看这个17、18节。
Verse 17 and 18.
这个事情以后，那家祖母的妇人儿子病了，病得甚重以致身无气息。18节。
Verse 18.
妇人对以利亚说，神人啊，我与你何干？你竟到我这里来，使神想念我的罪，以致我的儿子死呢？
Verse 17, sometime later, the son of the woman who owned the house became ill. He grew worse and worse and finally stopped breathing. Verse 18, she said to Elisha, What do you have against my son, against me, man of God? Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son?
同样的，这里在以利亚的时候有一个这个撒勒法的妇人寡妇的儿子他有一天病了就死了。
So similarly, in the time of Elijah, there was a son of a woman who was ill and died.
所以从19节到22节就告诉我们以利亚怎么样为这个孩子祷告让他从死里复活。
So from verses 19 to 22, it tells us of how Elijah prayed and allowed this boy to resurrect.
他也是把这孩子抱到自己所住的楼房去放在自己的床上。
He also carried him into an upper room, put him on a bed.
他向神来祷告。
Cried out to the Lord.
21节他说他三次俯伏在这孩子身上求告神。
Verse 21 tells us he stretched himself out on this boy three times and cried to the Lord.
他说求神使这孩子的灵魂融入他的身体。
He cried out saying, O Lord, my God, let this boy's life return to him.
我们都知道人死以后呢灵魂就会离开。
And we know, when someone dies, their spirit will depart.
这里以利亚祷告神求神让这孩子的灵魂再次回到他的身体。
So here, Elijah prayed that his life may return to him.
所以22节神就听了以利亚的祷告孩子的灵魂就回到他的身体
Verse 20,
他就活了。
Verse 22 tells us the Lord heard Elijah's cry and the boy's life returned to him and he lived.
如果我们来看看以利沙的这个情况。
And if we look at the situation of Elisha.
我们来看这个列王记下第四章。
Second Kings chapter 4.
我们看34节。
Verse 34.
上穿伏在孩子身上口对口眼对眼手对手既伏在孩子身上孩子的身体就渐渐温和了。
Verse 34, then he got on the bed and lay upon the boy, mouth to mouth, eyes to eyes, hands to hands, and he stretched himself out upon him, and the boy's body grew warm.
这里告诉我们，然后呢，他就停下来在屋子里来往走了一趟，又上去伏在这孩子身上。
And it says, and he turned away and walked back and forth in the room, then got onto the bed and stretched out upon him once more.
然后孩子就打了七个喷嚏，就睁开眼睛了。
And the boy sneezed seven times and opened his eyes.
这个以利沙为这个孩子的祷告的方法跟以利亚有点的类似。
So the method of prayer that Elisha had is very similar to that of Elijah.
他们都是把这个孩子放在自己的床上关上门。然后向神来祷告。
In both cases, the boy was laid on a bed. They prayed to God.
这里这个孩子当他复活以后他打了七个喷嚏睁开眼睛。
For this particular child, once he resurrected, he sneezed seven times and then opened his eyes.
有时候我们在想说为什么要打七个喷嚏呢
？And sometimes we might wonder why seven sneezes.
这个我还没有领悟到。如果你知道，你告诉我。
I haven't quite figured out why, so if you know, please tell me.
所以这个孩子因为以利沙的祷告 他就复活了。
And because of Elisha's prayer, this child came back to life.
所以丽莎就叫这个仆人去叫苏念妇人过来把他的孩子来交给他。
So once again, Elisha called the Shunammite woman to hand his child back to him.
这个妇人她从第一天开始来接待以丽莎先知我想她这个为人是非常的怎么说谦卑，而且呢她懂得来去来接待这个神的工人。
And from the very first day that this Shunammite woman came to receive Elisha, I think her character was very good, and she knew how to treat the people of God.
那她看到以丽莎每次经过她的家，她就强留她到她家里吃饭。第八节哦。
So, and as it says in verse 8, she often saw that Elisha passed through and asked him, pleaded with him to stay for dinner.
而且她对丈夫说，能够看出以丽莎是一个圣洁的神人。
And she told her husband, I can see that this is a holy man of God.
神的工人，神的用人，不单止要圣洁，而且是在生活上，在言语上能够让人看出来。
Not only must the servants of God be holy, but in their actions and their words, they must be.
这里以丽莎是让这个妇人看到她是一个圣洁的神人。
So we can see here that Elisha, people could see from Elisha that he was a holy man of God.
所以他很愿意自己的付出来为先知盖一个小楼。
This is why this woman is very willing to build a small room for her.
让她自己得到一个孩子。
And that she could have a child.
虽然孩子死了。
And even though this child died.
但是靠着这个信心孩子又借着先知的祷告复活了。
And because of her faith in the prayer of Elisha, he was resurrected.
我们来继续看第五章第四章的38节到41节。
We'll continue to look at chapter 4, verse 38 to 41.
这里谈到说以丽莎怎么来接近窝中的食物。
And here it will tell us how Elisha cleansed the death in the pot.
那以丽莎来到基甲，在那个地方也是饥荒。
And when Elisha returned to Gilgal, there was a famine in that region.
那这些以利沙的这些门徒，其实英文圣经说他们也是先知都坐在先知的面前，他们就说要煮东西吃。
So the disciples of Elisha were also called prophets here. They were hungry, so they needed to cook some food.
所以他们有了个大锅在那边熬汤。
So they made a stew.
那有一个人到田间里去找野菜结果呢看到一棵的野瓜藤。
So they went out into the fields to gather herbs and found a wild vine.
就摘了一兜的野瓜回来。
And they brought some wild gourds back.
就切了这些野瓜就放在这个汤中锅中来熬汤。
And they cut them up and put them in a big pot for a stew.
这里说他们不知道这是什么东西。换句话说不知道是什么瓜了反正。肚子饿想吃就煮来吃。
And here it tells us no one knew what it was. They didn't know what kind of gourd it was.
所以因为当时食物非常的缺乏。
And because at that time, food was lacking.
能够在这个田间找到这个野瓜算是非常一件好事情啊。
To be able to find food among the fields was actually a really good thing.
但是当他们煮好以后。
But after they had cooked it.
四十节倒出来给大家吃，大家都喊着说：“锅中有致死的毒物。”
When they poured it out, they all cried out, "Oh, there's death in the pot."
所以以丽莎怎么做呢
？So what did Elisha do?
就拿点面来，
He just
把面撒在这个锅中。
He just got some flour and put it in the pot.
这样呢，这个再把这个锅里头所煮的东西倒出来，这个锅中就没有毒了。
And he poured it out and served it to the people, and there was nothing harmful in the pot.
本来这个食物可以让人吃了以后得到饱足。
Normally, people when they eat food, they will be satisfied.
但是这个食物里头有毒的话，就会让人吃了会死亡。
But if there's poison in the food, this will lead to death.
这里以丽莎的众先知们他们也是想煮一点东西来吃。
So here the company of prophets with Elisha wanted to cook something to eat.
但是不知道说所煮的这一锅瓜里头有毒。
But they did not know that there was poison in the stew made with these gourds.
不单只让人吃了不会得到饱足得到营养。
Not only would the people not be satiated and gain nutrition,
吃了反而会死亡。
But actually, on the flip side, they would die.
我想在这段事迹里头可以给我们一个很好的提醒。
So from this passage, it can give us a good reminder.
我们都是神家里头的工人教会的负责人。
We are all servants in this household of God, workers in this household of God.
或者是工人负责人或者是宗教教义的老师。
Whether we are RA teachers or church board members.
当我们发觉有不纯正道理的时候。
When we find that there is not a pure teaching.
这些道理会使到人的灵命受到损害。
That this will cause damage to someone's spiritual life.
一个很快的方法就好像以利沙这样把这些不纯正的道理要立刻把它除去。
Actually, potent method to deal with this is just like what Elisha did to get rid of it.
他把这个面粉撒在这个锅里头。
He got some flour and put it in the pot.
再倒出来呢，大家都都可以吃了。
And once he poured it out, it was edible.
不管我们是宗教教育老师，或者是我们在讲台上来服侍的。
So whether we're an RE teacher or we are serving on the pulpit,
或者是去传福音的，
or we go out to preach,
我们必须要传讲这个纯正的道理。
We must preach the pure gospel,
让听的人灵命能够得到健全的养育。
That those who hear of it will be nourished.
这也是好像当时以利沙先知还有他的门徒一样。
And this is just like what happened to Elisha and his prophets.
当他们知道锅中有毒，他们立刻喊叫起来说是不能吃，而且会死人的。
Once they saw that there was poison in the pot, they cried out, "There's death in the pot. We cannot eat it."
我们如果知道今天在我们当中有这些有毒的道理，我们要把它除去。
And likewise today, if we have any poisonous teachings, we must get rid of it.
我想这是可以从学习到的地方。
And this is something we can learn.
我们来看最后一段。
We'll take a look at the final passage.
42节到44节。
Verse 42 to 44.
这里说有一个人从巴利沙利拉沙利沙来带着出售的大麦做的20个饼送给先知。
And here a man from Baal Shalisha brought 20 loaves of barley made from the first ripened grain.
如果你想一想说20个的大麦饼到底有多少呢？
So we might think how much are 20 loaves of barley.
如果我们回想主耶稣的这个变饼哦，五个饼两条鱼。
If we come back to the miracle of Jesus when he had 5 loaves and 2 fish.
这个小孩子他是带了五个大麦饼两条小鱼。
And this little boy brought 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
所以这20个饼其实吃不了几个人啊。
So actually these 20 loaves can't feed many.
而且这个人呢是从这个很远的地方带过来要给神的先知就是以利沙让他吃。
And this man actually came from a far place called Baal Shalisha and brought it to Elisha.
42节的最后一句话说，神人知道这个事情，就说把这些饼来给众人吃。
And actually, we see later on that Elisha says, "Give it to all the people to eat."
我们来看约翰福音的第六章。
We'll take a look at John chapter 6.
看看耶稣所行的五个饼两条鱼的神迹。
We'll take a look at the miracle performed by Jesus of the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
约翰福音第六章，我们来看第五节。
John chapter 6, verse 5.
耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼给叫这些人吃呢？
Verse 5, Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him. He said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?"
第六节。
Verse 6.
他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎么行。
Verse 6, he asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do.
第七节。
Verse 7.
腓力回答说，就是22银子的饼叫他们个人吃一点，也是不够的。
Verse 7, he answered, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to have a bite.
第九节。
Verse 9.
在这里有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼两条，中文没有讲小鱼啦，英文讲小鱼哦，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？
And verse 9, here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will this go? In the Chinese, it doesn't have the word small.
所以其实五个大麦饼跟两条小鱼只足够一个孩童。
Actually, five small barley loaves and two small fish is only enough for a small boy.
但是这强所要强调的就是我们愿不愿意有爱心来献奉献我们所有的。
But the emphasis here is, are we willing to offer up what we have?
虽然觉得自己所拥有的不是很多。
Perhaps we feel like what we have is not much.
但是呢，如果你愿意的话。
But if we're willing.
虽然不多。
Even though it might not be much.
但是神会祝福让他绰绰有余。
But God will bless us abundantly.
我们来看箴言十一章。
So we'll turn to Proverbs 11.
箴言十一章。
Proverbs 11.
箴言十一章二十四节。
Proverbs 11:24.
有失散的却更增添，有吝啬过度的反致缺乏。二十五节
25.
好施舍的必得丰裕滋润人的必得滋润
Verse 24. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. 25. A generous man will prosper, but he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
我们都自己所拥有的都不多。
And so we know that what we have, what we own is not much.
我们如果像这个小孩或者像这当时这个人啊，愿意送二十个大饼给先知。
If you were like this young boy or this man who was willing to bring 20 loaves of barley to the prophet.
只要我们有一个愿意奉献出来的心啊。
As long as we have a heart that is willing to offer.
就会蒙神的祝福啊。
Then we will be blessed by God.
所以在这个事情上，我们后来发觉是发生什么事呢？
So what happened here?
我们最后来看这个43节到44节。
We'll take a look at verse 43 to 44.
这个以利沙的仆人就说，这一点岂可摆给一百个人吃呢？
And the servant of Elisha said, how can I set this before 100 men?
以利沙就说，你只管给众人吃吧，因为神如此说，众人必吃了，还剩下。仆人就摆在众人面前，他们吃了，果然还剩下，正如神所说的。
But Elisha answered, give it to the people to eat, for this is what the Lord says, they will eat and have some left over. Then he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over according to the word of the Lord.
所以这里啊，让我们发觉到虽然仆人的眼中二十个饼吃不了，让不了一百个人吃饱。
So we see that in the eyes of the servant, 20 barley loaves was not enough for 100 people.
最后果然是能够大家吃饱，而且还有剩下。
But in the end, they all had their fill and had left over.
同样的，五个饼两条鱼，在腓力的眼中，用二十个，腓力的眼中是不可能吃得饱的。
Likewise, in the eyes of Philip, five loaves and two fish were not enough to feed people.
而且他还建议说，用了二十两的银子去买，大家只是吃一点点。
And he said, even if we use 20 shekels, they can only eat a bite.
但是后来都大家吃饱了，男人吃饱了五千人。
But in fact, there were 5,000 men who all had their fill.
还剩下非常的多。
And there was much left over.
我想这是给我们一个非常好的一个提醒跟鼓励。
So I think this is a good reminder and good encouragement to us.
我们要叫一个人的灵性得到饱足，我想我们需要鼓励他们能够愿意去奉献自己所有的。
So for one spiritual life to be filled, we must encourage others to offer.
放在神的手中来给众人用。
To offer up what they have into the hands of God to allow everyone to use and share.
经过主耶稣的祝福或者经过先知所讲的话，我们发觉到人都可以吃饱而且有余啊。
And through the blessing of God or through the words of the prophet, people can be filled and have left over.
所以这个是列王记下的第四章以利沙先知所行的五个神迹。
And these are the five miracles performed by Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 4.
有机会我们去查一查看看算一算以利沙先知到底行了多少个神迹。
And if we have time, we can go take a look at how many miracles Elisha performed.
我记得我在参加神训班的时候。
And I remember when I attended a theological seminar.
有一位老师就告诉我们说，你去查一查看。
One of the teachers asked us to go and take a look.
然后再回头看一看以利亚。
And then compare it to Elijah.
看看是不是他所行的神迹，刚好是以利亚的一倍。
We find that the number of miracles were actually exactly double what Elijah performed.
因为以利亚升天之前问他要什么?
Because before Elijah ascended to heaven, he asked what Elisha would like.
愿赐给你的灵加倍赐给我。
And he asked for a double portion of his spirit.
大家有时间去查一看。
So well, if you have some time, we can go investigate.
我们就这一节讲到这里。
So this session will end here.